Okay? Now, now a high rise in your mind then is a place where people live.
Yes.
A tall apartment house.
Yes.
Like
a jailhouse.
Like a jail. Okay. Where I'm staying, they're building a lot of them. I'm staying up north, about 192. There's a lot of them in Sunny Island.
And it's no beautiful trees. The coconut trees is getting sick and dying. Everything is dying. All the beautiful things is dying. So I'm going to die too.
Okay. Still talking about apartment buildings now. You said now, some of these newer types of apartments that they're building in town where the rich people buy they actually buy the apartment, but they might be 100 of them in a building.
Yeah.
You know what they call those?
Condominiums?
Yeah. Do you have any short names for that? Do they ever shorten that?
No. Like not to me.
Condo?
Not to me.
Okay. And would you say, like the condominiums that they're building along the beach, would you call those high rise?
Yes.
Okay. How tall would it have to be before it would be a high rise?
I'd say it would be about 20 stories. That's what I would say a high rise is.
Okay. It couldn't be a high rise in 10 stories.
Not to me.
Okay.
It would be a tall building.
Like downtown Miami now has many, many tall buildings. Right? Would you refer, now when you're talking about all the tall buildings, how would you say, look at all those, what?
Large buildings they're building downtown.
Okay. Would you ever say skyscraper?
No. I never think of it.
I never use that. Okay. All right, now, people, like, in front of the house here, there's two ways to park a car. Like, when you go to a shopping center, you can park it at an...
angle?
What do you call it? What kind of parking do you call it?
The parking lot?
Yeah, angle. But, all right, when you park along with the curb out here, you call that what?
We call that, we just talked about it yesterday.
All right, let's say when some people take a driving test, they have to have, you have to park between two cars.
Hello? Yes? No, not yet. Okay. All right. All right. Bye. What kind of parking area is that where you have to parallel parking? That's what you say?
Yeah, all right.
Parallel park.
All right. Now, if you have parallel parking, then at shopping centers, you have a type that's... What's the other kind?
Park.
You said it earlier.
Triangle parking, oh,
boy. Yeah, just where it's set up.
Angle.
Okay. And downtown, they have parking that goes, that's a building. What do they call those that you drive in?
They call that a motor pool.
Okay, well, you know, when you drive in, you go up 3, 4, 5 floors. What do you call those?
Why do I keep saying motor pool? I know what it is. I can't remember. Hello? Yes?
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Now let's see.
Okay.
Are you dialing a number that you know is not home?
No, I'm dialing my number trying to get the busy signal.
I see. If you had a block of buildings, you know, and they tore down one of them, they just tore it level with the ground, and it left a space, what would you call that?
An empty lot.
All right. And if it was in a neighborhood where maybe a bunch of kids would be playing on it, what might you call it?
Vacant lot.
Okay. Just maybe a place for kids to play. Mm-hmm. How about sometimes in some neighborhoods you have the houses facing the street, and there's a little path, there's a path behind the houses. Yeah. Where maybe a garbage truck or something will go down. What do you call that?
Alley.
Okay. Could you ever have alleys beside houses, between houses? know, yeah, on the side.
Alice, go down between them.